on the line, Deputy Premier James Molino. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brett.
And I imagine, I said this to Matthew Guy before, as a political leader, your thoughts would be with the people in Sydney too.
Yeah, this is an extremely difficult day to think or to talk about other matters, isn't it? Our thoughts and our prayers are with those people and their families involved in the siege in Sydney. It's quite extraordinary, and you know, we all wish for a peaceful outcome.
All right, let's get to the business of the day here in Victoria. Now, the release of these two business cases, I talked about them with the opposition before, but let's just backtrack a second. You've done something which governments haven't done before. You've released confidential documents, and the opposition is quite rightly saying, well, if you're going to do this with East West, why don't we get to see what the diesel plant figures were, and why don't we get to see Mikey figures were? You're going to release those too.
Oh, look, Brett, I think if you talk about the East West project, there's a couple of things that stand out here. One was there was a clear mandate to do this. We made it quite clear very early on that we're opposed to this project, and today we're seeing every reason why we were right to be opposed to this project. We wrote to the consortiums, to the bidders. We made it quite clear that this is what we do. And most importantly, Brett, there is public interest in this. There is a public interest test. The interests of the public are met by releasing this business case, because what we've released today is just extraordinary and shows what a fraud the previous Liberal government tried to put over the people of Victoria. Absolute fraud.
The figures, I'll just reiterate, we've had the news, but just to quickly reiterate, from the figures you've released today, the initial business case said the return for every dollar spent would be 45 cents return. That was then taking in other factors, that was moved up to 84 cents. That was eventually booted up to $1.40. Do you not accept that $1.40 return on the dollar investment?
Oh, look, not at all. Not at all, Brett. Using very dodgy modelling, they included what is deemed to be controversial wider economic benefits, you know, things like lower vehicle depreciation, longer hours at work. Even including those things that Infrastructure Australia have warned states and territories not to do in their business case, but even including those things, it still showed it would lose 55 cents for every dollar spent. This was a rush project, a botched project. We said that from day one, but now we know why, Brett, that they refused to release the business case, refused to talk about the detail, because the detail shows that they plan to toll the Tullamarine, the Eastern Freeway, sections of the M1, the West Cape Bridge, to pay for this project. The project simply did not stack up.
But that was dismissed this morning by Michael O'Brien, as soon as it became public.
Well, if you look at the detail of the business case, it clearly outlines a funding gap. That's a direct quotation from the business case. There's a funding gap, $2.1 billion. The only way to deliver this project was to increase tolls on existing tolled roads and to provide tolls on roads that are not tolled right now. So you could be travelling from my community in the outer east, travelling along the Eastern Freeway, turning left, going away from the proposed east-west tunnel, which is what the business case shows 87% of people would do. You would be paying a toll to pay for this tunnel.
But what do you replace it with? This is the question we've been getting, not only from the opposition, but a lot of people calling into the program today. Okay, you've scrapped East West. That's thousands of jobs. It's a major infrastructure project. What major infrastructure project do you put in to replace it?
Oh, there's a raft of major infrastructure projects, Brett, that we want to get on and deliver. The West Gate Distributor will be the first and the quickest. Getting rid of 50 dangerous and congested level crossings. Delivering real investment in public transport. There's a lot of infrastructure that we are ready to go, and we're not going to waste one day.
How close are you to getting Tony Abbott to change his mind on this? He tried to get you to change your mind, but you've had discussions. How productive have they been?
Oh, they've been cordial discussions, and we'll work with the Abbott federal government. But I think it would be an extraordinary thing for the federal government to take away $3 billion of infrastructure investment in Victoria. Now, if you take your mind back, Brett, this was funding initially targeted to the Melbourne Metro Rail Project. it was Tony Abbott that took that funding away from rail and put it into the east-west tunnel. I think if the federal government look at the business case, not only were the Victorian people lied to, not only was the media lied to in Victoria, but the federal government were equally misrepresented by the previous Victorian Liberal government. So I think they would be very aggrieved by the detail of this business case being released today.
All right. And just finally, you've set a precedent now. The convention has been smashed about these sorts of documents. Are you concerned about the next change of government when, say, the coalition gets back in? They'll say, well, Labor did it, so here comes all the documents about the DSL plant, Mikey, North-South Pipeline, etc.
Look, I'm not concerned, Brett, because, you know, it was such a significant issue over the last few years. In the lead-up to the state election, we made it quite clear what we intended to do as a government. We've got a mandate to do this, but more importantly, this dodgy business case today shows that the public interest was served, firstly by the Victorian people saying no to the east-west tunnel, and secondly by the release of the business case today.
James Molino, thank you.
Thanks, Brett.
Deputy Premier James Molino there.